Thanks for joining us for another episode of Mango Gold's Plugged In podcast, where we break down current developments in environmental law in 10 minutes or less. I'm joined today by my partner, Steve Daly, who heads up our New York office and was gracious enough to fly into Philadelphia to talk to me in the studio today. So thanks, Steve, for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the topic of climate change is literally everywhere today, and for good reason. And I understand, Steve, just from some of our conversations over coffee, when you pop in the office, that the New York legislature has been particularly ambitious in addressing climate change and greenhouse gas emissions. And so if it's all right with you, I'd really like to spend the next 10 minutes trying to better understand what exactly New York is doing, how it's different than what's going on in the other states, and what our client base should know moving forward. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, so let's start with this Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, yet another acronym for our clients to learn, CLCPA. Can you tell us what this act is all about?
Yeah, and some people call it CLCPA, some people call it the Climate Act, some people call it the CLCPA. I'm just going to call it the Climate Act. Let's keep it simple.
I like that.
So it's a really ambitious law from 2019, just a few years ago, where the state has now codified really ambitious goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the state of New York. So just by way of example, by 2030, the state needs to have reduced its greenhouse gas emissions by 40%. That's just in a few years. And then 2050, we got to reduce them all the way down to 85%. So it's some really ambitious goals. And I would draw a distinction in what's happening to New York and some other states where, you know, you see in some states where a governor will issue an action plan. Like I'm thinking of Delaware, where Governor Carney has a climate action plan. And that's really just using existing state programs to achieve emissions goals. But in New York, there is this legislative push now that's driving this action.
Okay. So in the firm's forecast earlier this year, you wrote about the scoping plan. So what is the scoping plan and how does it relate to the Climate Act? Is that what you were calling it?
Yes, the Climate Act. Yeah. So the act was passed in 2019. And it became effective in 2020. And it really left open the biggest question of all, I think, is how. How are we getting from point A to essentially what is point Z? A number of things need to happen. And so the act mandated the preparation of a scoping plan that needed to be prepared within 2 years that basically outlines the how. How are state agencies, including DEC, how are they going to achieve these emission goals? So that plan just was finalized and in December 2022, and now you can read it on the internet.
Cool. So for clients who might not read it on the internet, how might they be impacted? Can you just sort of summarize for our clients who have a New York presence how they might be impacted by the scoping plan?
Yeah, that's a little bit difficult to answer because the scoping plan is incredibly broad and it touches on practically every single sector of the economy. So, you know, obviously the energy sector, that's going to see really, really massive changes. But then some industries that might not think they're as involved, like for example, waste, landfills, wastewater treatment facilities, you know, the scoping plan recommends a lot more oversight over fugitive emissions, specifically like methane. And then industry in general, you know, there's a whole chapter about industry is the term the scoping plan uses. And it talks about how manufacturers as well as mining operations, it really virtually every other industry is going to have a role to play. And on some level, I think the scoping plan tries to not scare industry. There's this talk about, you know, a concern over what they call leakage, which is, you know, having companies leave New York because all these potential new compliance obligations. So there's certainly a lot of talk in the industry discussion of scoping plan about incentives and coming up with incentives. But there are other obligations like increased greenhouse gas emissions reporting, coming up with enhanced measures to monitor and report greenhouse gas emissions that will affect industry. So There's really a scoping plan is just frankly really broad.
Okay, so your comment, you know, about kind of taking the scoping plan and getting into more specifics leads into my next question, which is, you know, we have the Climate Act now. We have the scoping plan, which is designed to lay out, as you said, you know, how you get from A to Z. But what's next? I mean, are there concrete things that we're going to be seeing coming down the pike now that the scoping plan is out there?
Yeah, I think the single most important item in implementing the Climate Act is coming up this year, and that is DEC's promulgation of regulations to implement the Climate Act. Those are due by, I believe it's January 1, 2024, so at the end of this year. And those regulations are supposed to be final at that point. So over the course of this next year, we're going to be seeing the opportunities for public comment. We're going to be seeing opportunities for public hearings regarding these regulations. And the regulations are going to be intended to meet those climate goals, the ones that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. How are we getting to 40% reductions by 2030? How are we getting to 85% reductions by 2050? And those regulations will go a long way to making it very clear how that will happen.
So it sounds like, I mean, I guess this is sort of a self-evident statement, but that these regulations are going to be super critical and significant, you know, for clients that do have a presence in New York. And so I just want to understand from you, you know, apart from maybe tracking the rulemaking, are there other things that our clients should be thinking about or doing now to prepare for DEC's implementation of the Act in 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I think the single most important thing is to track really everything that's going on about the Act and how it affects your business or industry. And the thing is, it's not just DEC. There are other agencies who are also going to be implementing regulations that are going to be enforceable under the Climate Act. And so there's so much being written and being done about this Climate Act that it's almost like you need someone to really be tracking and thinking about how is this going to affect my business. And to me, we're not even specifically talking just about compliance obligations, but as I said before, there's these incentives that might be available to businesses. You know, is my business thinking of doing something already that I can maybe take advantage of in any of these programs? So there's, on some level, you frankly just need someone who's really following along. And as you said before, like tracking the public comments, being involved in that process, like now's the time to get the rules written as your industry might want them to be written. I think, frankly, there is a huge component of that I think is not really addressed in the scoping plan. It's just like the burden on industry to keep up to speed on all this. Like, sure, we're going to have to comply with this eventually, but how are we going to keep track of all of it as it's coming out? And to me, that's one resource our firm can offer that we can offer, Kate, is helping clients in a particular industry try to stay up to speed.
Absolutely. I mean, and just, you know, when you layer that on top of everything else that's going on at the federal level, and then, you know, if you have a presence in multiple states, the burden, you're right, is tremendous. And I personally feel very lucky to have you to go to when I have questions about all of these updates that I can't necessarily keep on top of myself. Steve, I really appreciate you flying here to talk to us and talk to our listeners. If you like what you hear, we hope that you'll share our podcast with your friends and your colleagues. Be sure to visit our website at www.mancogold.com for additional news and alerts, and to join our mailing list or to connect with us on LinkedIn. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you next time.